The very first Mopani opened its doors in 1982 in Nelspruit, Nambombela, under the leadership of pharmacist turned CEO Rob Gibbs. Now, the store, which started with only 5 staff members, now employs over 300 people. Mopani Pharmacy's dispensary executive, Yaku Fenta, is with us today. Yaku, 40 years later, and Mopani has seen exponential growth, but despite this, the organization has kept its intimate sort of relationship or feel with its clients. How has the pharmacy managed to do that?
Well, Zingi, I think only through God's grace, our staff and every customer that support us. I think our team's close involvement in each customer's needs, we have managed to maintain and grow these relationships within our local community. Essentially, it's about respect, connecting with customers, saving them time, providing solutions for them to all their problems. And that will support long-term growth.
And there was obviously the period of diversification over the 40 years. And before I get into the B2B services, I want to talk about beyond the dispensary. What are the services that are being offered by Mopani?
Well, I think, Zingi, because people like to save time, we've basically responded to that. And through all these initiatives, we made sure that people can buy bulk, place their orders, full refill kits, first aid refill kits, do wellness screening, and we provide all these vaccination services, sometimes even on site.
Yeah. And the B2B, which I think is quite impressive, where you offer other companies and individuals the opportunity to then buy the stock themselves, and buy the stock from Mopani and then put this in their own shelves or their own little stores. So what changes were made operationally by Mopani to enable the pharmacy to become both a retailer and then a supplier?
I think we've always said that we need to innovate and find solutions. And that was one of the opportunities that we saw to help grow local business, where we would have partners in the community that would join us.
It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. We are chatting to Mopani Pharmacy's dispensary executive, Yaku Fenta. I mean, Mopani is synonymous with the Lowveld. Now, currently, we see several stores operating under the Mopani banner. How has the organization then managed to synergize the business and still keep the aesthetic and customer service the same across the board?
Zinga, the Mopani brand has been developed and cemented over many years by our founder, Robin Gibbs, as well as our executive team and the management teams. We continuously also do in-house training and supplier training with all our staff to ensure that we can offer the same level of service across the branches. Promotions, specials, it's all standardized across all 5 of our stores. And no matter what Mopani pharmacy you choose, you'll always receive the same offering and service.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think it's maybe last year we saw Mopani fall under the RENL group. How does the organization ensure that Mopani aligns with ANG's vision and corporate identity without losing its unique advantage and appeal in its current market?
I think because Mopani is local, we are also privileged that RENL was born from an independent pharmacy. And we have much the same values and shared vision. So the heart of our business is our dispensary. We are pharmacy. With 20 pharmacists in our 5 stores, we are able to provide personalized care for our customers, whether it's prescribed or over-the-counter medicine, consultations regarding certain conditions, or even just assistance with your medical aid claims. This has always been part of the unique advantage in our dispensaries. So we continuously strive to offer competitive prices that's coupled with strong focus and service delivery. And I think that's what differentiates us, and it also appeals to local Lowveld customers.
And you came back. I do know that you left for a bit and came back. So it's a testament to the fact that Mopani does feel like home.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Yaku.
Thank you, Zingi.
And that was Mopani Pharmacy's dispensary executive, Yaku Fenta. It is Taking Care of Business. You're listening to Rise FM.